Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Kenny Omega comments on CM Punk brawl out and calls himself a terrible EVP. A former AEW champion is dealing with some visa issues right now. Could Hikuleo join Tamatonga in WWE? And another WWE Stars contract is due to expire. Hello and welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling. Myself, Andrew Ballard. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. My voice is very raspy still, but I don't care because my beloved Wrexham got promoted yesterday. Come on, the town. Anyway, on to wrestling chatter. And on to Kenny Omega, who had some really interesting thoughts on his Twitch stream recently. I think it was Saturday or Friday that the stream initially aired. Now, this was picked up on by Post Wrestling's Andrew Thompson. He does such brilliant work over there. And it was a really interesting conversation with Kenny, where he talks about his role as an EVP, talks about his role at All Out 2022. That will be Brawl Out, of course, where the Elite and CM Punk got into it backstage. And this comes hot on the heels of AEW last week, well, on Dynamite this past week on Wednesday, airing the footage from All In 2023 of CM Punk and Jack Perry getting into it. So CM Punk very much in the AEW conversation right now. I don't know what you achieve from that myself personally, because you have people in attendance at your show, that being Dynamite on Wednesday, chanting for one of the top stars in your rival promotion. Anyway, but Kenny Omega has been discussing, he wasn't meant to talk about CM Punk, but it kind of came up naturally because he was talking about his roles in the EVP, said that he has no power, and then he kind of, for context, as he puts it, he goes into describe the situation at All Out. As he put it, I thought my duty as an EVP during Brawl Out would be to enter the situation while there was chaos, de-escalate it, and create a peaceful environment for everyone. I was able to create a peaceful environment for the most important person in that altercation, and that was Larry. A lot of love for Larry. Larry, of course, is CM Punk's dog. And a lot of love here for Kenny Omega because, hey, animals, man, the absolute best. As always on the Sunday, send me pictures to your pets. It always puts a smile on my face when I'm working away. But yes, now he goes on, Kenny does, to talk about how he's not entirely against a bit of physicality, as he puts it here. Unfortunately, try as I may, things were too chaotic for me to be able to do anything on my own power. I believe it was in that instance when I realized that the way I wanted to go about things wasn't necessarily the way that other people wanted to. Was also the way that other people didn't necessarily want to. And then it was also maybe not the way that the boss wanted to take care of it. And I also thought of myself as a liability because I don't want to say old school. I'm not old school. I just played a lot of contact sports and I've gotten into jiu-jitsu and boxing and mixed martial arts. I just know that sometimes when you perform or when you fight, when everything's on the line, when you give your heart, when you give your soul towards something and you're in that moment of high stress or high anxiety, when you maybe empty the tank and you're just physically exhausted, but when you're in an environment like that, sometimes emotions get the best of you and people will want to throw hands. And I am, unfortunately, or fortunately, a believer of it. I think if it's decided, hey, this is the best way to solve things, then you can shake hands after and move on after. I'm actually a believer of fighting. I am, and that sounds terrible to say, which is why, like, don't make me an EVP in 2024. I just thought these were really interesting comments because, the wrestling business over the decades has been, to say the least, altercations backstage and people can move on and make money together. All Out, we will never know what went down at All Out 2022 because that does have some NDAs on it. The incident at All In 2023, the CM Punk Jack Perry, that doesn't have an NDA, so we can hear about that. That's why CM Punk was able to talk about it with Ariel Helwani on the MMA Hour. That's why AEW were able to show the footage of it. All Out is a different, All Out 22 is a different kettle of fish entirely. So we're never going to know what happened there. So it's an interesting one. But in terms of CM Punk, Kenny said that they reached out to each other. There's mutual respect there. And as he put it here, it's not a case of we're good now. It's more a case of we were never bad. Which in that case begs the question of why were you not allowed to draw some loving money together? Kenny Omega, CM Punk would have been one of the biggest matches in AEW history, but Yeah, yeah. Instead, the only time, just this whole stuff, man, just grinds my gears, girl. But yes, I mean, CM Punk, Kenny Omega, that match is a one-on-one. You could headline multiple pay-per-views with that. Of course, you could throw in the Bucks and FTR, but we didn't get that at all. And by all accounts, the reports of the time were that Punk reached out to the Elite and the Young Bucks were not very receptive of that. And there were basically legal messages to Punk about, yeah, don't contact these guys. By all accounts here, it seems that Kenny was fine with CM Punk. Kenny was fine to maybe do a match somewhere. And it's just like, what an absolute wasted opportunity. And at the time you decide to draw some money off CM Punk now, or draw well, pop a rating, is when he's in a rival company. And just, I'm so sick of this, man. Right, anyway, let's move on to Riho. Yes, Riho is not going to be in AEW anytime soon, by the sounds of it. She took to Instagram on her Instagram stories to put that, I'm currently in Japan for renewal of my visa. I don't know when I will return to AEW. So Riho, of course, the inaugural AEW Women's Champion, last wrestled for the company at Dynamite Big Business last month, where she lost to Willow Nightingale. But yeah, it doesn't sound like we're going to be seeing Riho anytime soon. It's such a, I guess, sporadic run, you could call it, Riho's with AEW, because yes, when AEW first launched, she was positioned as a big deal, as I mentioned, the inaugural, the very first AEW Women's Champion. And then you look at it now, we're 5 years on, and in that 5 years, she's only wrestled 64 matches for the company, and 25 of those, because I'm a nerd that goes on Cage Match and check these things. Cage Match is great as well, to be fair. I don't go in there for the match ratings and match stars, because but just in terms of a resource, it's absolutely fantastic. But yes, according to that, Riho's had 64 matches in 5 years for AEW, and 25 of those were restricted to either Dark or Dark Elevation. So it's like, you have this person who you positioned as such a big deal, who was such a big deal, and then it's just, oh, here she is for a few weeks. Oh, there she's gone again. Oh, here she is for another couple of weeks. Oh, she's gone for 6 months. Case in point being that Riho worked some dates in December for AEW. And those dates were the first ones for the company since June. So literally like 6 months in between wrestling for AEW. It's just, it's a very weird one with her. And it's, I don't know, but either way, she's got visa issues at the moment. And so we're not going to be seeing her anytime soon. But hopefully we do, because Riho's talented, man. Riho's very good. Right, one person we're going to move on to in WWE, or potentially in WWE, is Hikuleo. Yeah, Fightful Select reports that Hikuleo's New Japan contract is due to expire in June. Now, Hikuleo, for those not familiar with him, he has popped up in AEW. He worked a couple of shows in AEW. 6'8", the youngest son of Haku, the legendary, vicious, sinister, maniacal Haku. I love Haku, man. Haku does not love Simon Miller, of course, but I love Haku. Now, Hikuleo is the youngest son of Haku, and is one of the brothers of Tama Tonga. Now, Tama Tonga has finally debuted for WWE. Obviously, Tama left New Japan earlier this year. I believe it was, 14 years he was wrestling for New Japan? And the belief was that he'd signed with WWE, and it was just a case of, like, when is he going to debut? When's he going to arrive? He did arrive on Friday as part of a phenomenal angle segment where Solo Sikoa just lost his mind, beat the absolute tar out of Jimmy Uso, and Tama joined the Bloodline, the new Bloodline, Bloodline 2.0. He's now, Tama is in WWE, and he is aligned with Solo Sikoa. So could Hikuleo join him? This Fightful report notes that, Hikuleo's contract is up in June. There's no word yet on if there's been any talks of a renewal, of an extension. But at the moment, as it stands, by all accounts, he will be a free agent in June. Now, Hikuleo, as well as Tama Tonga, they had talks. There was interest in WWE last year, but both opted to stay with New Japan at that point in time. So you look at it now, it's like, right, okay. Could Hikuleo turn up in WWE? Could he be part of the Bloodline? This is fun, man. It's an interesting time of year. It's an interesting time in professional wrestling. Whichever company you like, there's a lot going on, man. Whether you're WWE, whether you're AEW, whether you like TNA, whether you like New Japan, maybe not the NWA, because Billy Corgan's just set that on fire, basically. But what have you done to my baby boy? The NWA, man, was so good for a little spell there when it came back, those few years just before the pandemic. And hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah. Anyway, right. So the point being, Hikuleo, he's going to be a free agent in a couple of months. WWE had previous major interest in him last year, so who knows? Also, it's worth noting as well that El Fantasmo, who is currently teaming with Hikuleo as the Guerrilla's Destiny, his deal with New Japan was due to be up in January, just gone, and there's been no word on that either, whether he's signing a new deal or what. So, hey, man, El Fantasmo is just such an entertaining dude to watch. So yes, this is also something very much to keep your eye on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And also to keep your eye on is that Natalya, yes, this is another one from Fightful Select, saying that Natalya's WWE contract is due to expire in a couple of months. Now, this is on the heels of, what, Drew McIntyre, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor there. Oh, my voice is going really raspy. Sorry about that. Apologies. Those four, their deals are expiring in the next few months. Could be free agents. Who knows? You have to sign new contracts. Obviously, Drew, Becky, Seth, Finn. Four massive names. Natalya is the longest tenured WWE female talent. Haven't been with the company since, 2007, I believe, she signed with them in the first place. That's a hell of a run. And during that time, that he's won the SmackDown Women's title, she won the Divas title, she won the Tag Team titles, Women's Tag Team titles. Natalya's deal is due in a couple of months. And as of right now, there's been no talks of an extension. So that's one to keep an eye on. But it's... WWE lately, their policy has been to, there's been no massive rush to like, oh my God, this person's contract's expiring next year. We need to get them tied down. It's like, no, man, we'll just take it easy. But that was down to seemingly this Fight for Report ads because WWE, well, former EVP of talent, Dan Ventrell was released last week. And one of the reasons here seems to be that because it's due to him having allowed talent's contracts to get so close to expiration, and some in the company saw him as not suitable for that position, particularly when it comes to talent negotiations, contract negotiations with talent. So yeah, it seems like he's maybe not tied people down, and it's like, yeah, man, you probably should have, you know, had these people signed, sealed, delivered. They're yours for another 3, 4, 5 years, whatever. Anyway, right, let's get some questions before my voice totally taps out for the day. It was all worth it. It was also so worth it. Peter Pastor's got in touch. I love that name. I like to think it's from Hell's Kitchen. Not Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmare, sorry. But anyway, do you eat... Jeez, man. It's been a long night. It's been a long morning. Do we see a new AEW champion at Dynasty? And there we have a gif of a certain Swerve Strickland. Yes, I think we do. I think it's Swerve's time. He absolutely deserves it. He's been absolutely knocking it out of the park for the last little while, pretty much since he joined AEW. Yes, there was some of the stuff was a bit trash with the Mogul Embassies at the beginning and things, and the Swerve and Our Glory is one of the worst tag team names I've ever heard. But yeah, Swerve's ready, man. Swerve's just one of the very best in the game right now. And whatever metric you measure talent on, whether it's on the mic, whether it's in the ring, whether it's persona, whether it's how you carry yourself, Swerve is just like ticking all boxes, man. Just, yeah, absolutely give him that belt. Lover of Coffee's got in touch. Is it time for Athena to return to AEW full-time? What has she done, man? Why is she not on AEW television? For all the people you bring in from other companies, for all the ROH talent you feature on your TV, for all the ROH champions you feature on AEW TV, why? Why do you not feature Athena? Again, like Swerve, she's just been absolutely killing it. But she's been killing it in a product, in a company that barely anybody watches. And it's like, why, Tony? Why not use this ridiculously talented woman in a bigger way, on a bigger platform to help your major company? Yes, it's great. You've got Ring of Honor. But let's face it, AEW is the main focus. And you've got Athena, who's just been so good. So good. And just So yeah, is it time for her to return to AEW full time? It was time a year ago. It was great that she was able to, because of course you can't use, I mean, and the AEW roster is massive, but you can't use everybody all the time. And so when it came to a point of like, right, we're not doing anything with Athena in AEW, we've ROH just started up again, go and have a little bit of a run there, see what you can do, we're gonna strap you up, crack on. And that's great. But then when you're looking like however long down the line we are now, it's like, that should have been really a few months. If you cannot find a spot on your programming, AEW program I'm talking about now, for somebody as talented as Athena, there's a problem there. You need to really have a word with yourself. Right, King Galactus got in touch. Morning, legend. Congrats on promotion. Thank you very much. That would be part of the reason why my throat is absolutely knackered, as I am generally knackered and broken down myself. But come on the town. I had a question on whether you enjoy having Roman and Seth off TV until the Rumble and then having Seth enter number one and then Roman enters as a surprise number two entrant, setting up a possible Mania grudge match. But then Solo's gone rogue. Lol. I really like that idea. I think that would be like a massive reaction there if you had, you know, they were both gone until the Rumble, Seth number one, Roman number two. That'd be huge. But yeah, as you mentioned, Solo's gone rogue. So, hey, I think Seth will be back. I think the report at the time was he was going to have 4 weeks off. I think Dave Meltzer noted on the Observer. So Seth's going to be gone for a little while. He'll be back way before the Rumble. I'd imagine, who knows? But I'd imagine Roman Reigns is back before the Rumble. I mean, who's to say there's maybe not some sort of bloodline civil war? Yes, again, with the civil war at Survivor Series. That's something interesting to keep an eye on. Hector Garcia, the third's got a touch. Hey, Hector, welcome back to Sunday. Thanks for having me, Hector. We had Roman as champ for 3.6 years. I assume they're not going to give Cody a reign like that. So how many people do you think will hold that title over the next 3.6 years? And how many times will Cody hold it after this initial reign? Ah, man. You could literally throw a dart at the board and that would give you an answer. I don't. How many times is Cody going to hold that title or a world title? It could be 2 times. It could be 3 times. It could be 10 times. That means there's no chance of him getting close to Cena on that 16 or Flair, as WWE put it, with Flair anyway, that's 16. So, I mean, I'm sure Cody will have a couple of reigns with various world titles before all said and done. As for who else will hold it during the next 3.5 years, I don't know, man. I do feel that maybe AJ Styles gets one more run. I'd like to see it. Obviously not now. That Backlash match, I mean, it will be AJ Styles going to face Cody at Backlash. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, AJ's not winning that. But I feel like AJ could get another run somewhere down the line. Obviously, there's LA Knight. Yeah. There's Bron Breakker in the equation. You've got the draft coming up. If Gunther was to move to SmackDown, he immediately becomes somebody that, like, right, okay, he could get the world title. So yeah, there's lots of possibilities there. Right, let's quickly get through the rest of these questions. Daniel Francis got in touch. However much I feel dirty for this, congratulations to the town on your promotion. Thank you very much, Daniel. Very, very nice here. See you next year, hopefully, if we stay up. Anyway, what's your opinion on Bayley's first opponent? Will it actually be Naomi, or are we in for a heel stepping in? I think it'll be Naomi. Yeah, I think you've got this, the babyface versus babyface respect versus respect match, where Bayley's basically come out and said, like, look, you deserve this. I want you to have this title shot. And then to double down on Naomi as the scrappy baby face, she kind of does the, I want to win this against Tiffany Stratton. And obviously she's gone and succeeded in that. So yeah, I don't think there's any swerve coming. I don't think there's any heel stepping in. I think it's Bayley. I think it's Naomi. I think it's just the two respectful baby faces that have a little bit of history together, going one-on-one for that title. Tweet Wrestling's got in touch. Hey, Kev, will The Rock challenge Roman for the... Sorry, will The Rock challenge Rhodes for the belt and win it anytime soon? The Rock will challenge Cody Rhodes for that belt, and The Rock will not win it anytime soon. If I mean, you do not need to strap up The Rock at all. No, it's just totally unnecessary. We will get Rock and Cody. Maybe it's SummerSlam. Maybe it's in Saudi Arabia. And maybe that's where Roman Reigns returns, and maybe Roman Reigns casts The Rock, and that's where we get to Roman versus Rock at WrestleMania 41. Kevin Spears got in touch. Congratulations, Wrexham. Come on the town. Thanks, Kevin. What are your thoughts on who could be the new tribal chief? As it appears, WWE are hiring or hired anyone with Samoan heritage. New tribal chief, man, it's Solo Sikoa. If there's a new one, it's Solo. And I love to see it. I love that he was, again, it wasn't much, but I love that he was more vocal, more forcing himself into... I loved how they handled Solo Sikoa on Sunday. Today is Sunday. Jeez, man, it's been a long day already. But yeah, I loved how they used on Friday, where he was more vocal, he was more to the point, he was more... There was, and that's the great thing, is that he didn't really say much. He said, during the whole of SmackDown, Solo Sikoa said maybe 3 sentences. but they meant a lot because he doesn't really talk before. He just says the odd bits here and there. So it was impactful and it stood out. So I think Solo, man, and keep an eye on Jacob Fatu. That dude is ridiculously talented. Mark Sally's got in touch. Hey, Mark. What a picture. Apollo. Yes. Morning me. Yes. Thoughts on somehow getting a heel Cody versus face Rock at Mania 41. Apollo says hi. Well, hello to Apollo. What a picture. As always, send pictures to your pets. I'm a bit poorly. I'm a bit ill. I'm a bit tired, but I'm very, very happy. So pictures of pets will help me be even more happy. Do we get heel Cody versus Rock at WrestleMania 41? No. Absolutely not. This is what I had a smile about this in the week, actually, where people have been clamoring for Cody to finish his story, that damn story, man. But to win the big one, to get his WrestleMania main event, to get the big celebration, and we got that. And already some of those people are like, yeah, but what about when Cody turns heel? How can we turn him heel? When does he turn heel? Just enjoy the ride at the moment. It's by the time all is said and done, we're probably going to get a heel Cody Rhodes at some point down the line. Are we going to get that heel Cody Rhodes by the time of WrestleMania 41? I don't think so. I think we get Cody and Rock, but I don't think it's WrestleMania 41. I think that is before then. I think it's whenever The Rock is finished filming the Marco movie that he's doing at the moment. So it could be, like I said, SummerSlam, maybe Saudi Arabia. I think WrestleMania 41, to me, is Rock and Roman, and that could be great, that story of it. Nathan Gonzalez, one last question. How do you reckon Wrexham will fare in League One? I'm just here to enjoy the ride, man. It's, I like to think it will be okay. It could well be a season of consolidation. There are people planning on how we're going to win League One next season and who we're going to buy. And we're going to bring all these players in for the championship or lower league, Premier League. Let's just enjoy the ride we're on at the moment. Let's get this season finished and see how things lay. Right, and I'm going to wrap things up with that because my voice is just absolutely knackered, man. Thank you for putting up with me during today. It's been a long one. I've been Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. This has been the Solo Sunday News. You have yourself the best possible day. I hope things are going well for you. There'll be another video floating around here, and I will catch you next weekend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.